With Montana News, I'm Sean Robb. Montana legislators are sending a letter to their U.S. congressional delegation urging for changes in federal aviation laws. Corn Cates Carney reports.
Montana's Economic Affairs Interim Committee voted today to send a letter asking Senators Tester and Daines and Congressman Zinke to revise the Airline Deregulation Act in order to protect patients from crippling air ambulance bills. This vote comes a day after the committee listened to industry and insurance companies disagree over why patients are being handed giant bills, even when they have health insurance. Committee Chairman Ryan Lynch says patients are being hurt as businesses argue over money.
Until we can get some resolution to this issue, constituents are going to continue to call and families continue to be devastated, and that's not how we do business in Montana.
The committee's letter says current regulations may be too loose around the air ambulance industry, and actions by the U.S. Congress may, quote, help bring more sanity to the situation. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
Montana Senate Majority Leader Matthew Rosendale says he will run for the open seat of state auditor. The Glendive Republican reported today that he decided to run after being encouraged by GOP leaders. He says he would focus on opening the health insurance market if he is selected. Rosendale joins former State Representative Champ Edmonds in seeking the Republican nomination for the position. The winner of the Republican primary will likely face the auditor's chief legal counsel, Democrat Jesse Laslovich. Current auditor Democrat Monica Lindeen is campaigning for Secretary of State. Mother Nature threw a lot of weather at Montana in January, but too little of it came in the form of snow. That's the assessment of the Natural Resources Conservation Service in Bozeman, which reports snowpack is lagging in most of our river basins. The first 2 weeks of the year were mostly dry. A lot more rain and snow moved in during the second half of the month. Water supply specialist Lucas Zukowitz says those storms contributed only marginally to our snowpack.
The Northwest basins and North Central basins have been below normal since January 1st. They didn't see much improvement with the snowfall that we had after the middle part of the month, and North Central basins continue to be well below normal at this point. When you move into the Southern basins, we're generally seeing near normal to even above normal conditions in some of those basins in Southwest Montana, like the Jefferson River Basin.
The next 2 to 3 weeks will be critical for precipitation before the tap more or less shuts off for the summer. The Northwest basins have their best shot at adding to their snow reserves by the end of February. Basins east of the divide are most likely to get significant rain or snow in the spring. A Montana State University student from Alaska was found dead after failing to return from a backcountry ski trip in the Hyalite Canyon south of Bozeman. The Gallatin County Sheriff's Office says the girlfriend of 20-year-old Nathaniel Alex Wright reported him missing at about 10:45 last night. Searchers found his body at about 6:30 this morning. Sheriff Brian Gutkin said it appeared Wright had an equipment malfunction that led to a series of events that ended with his death. He was skiing alone. An autopsy is planned to determine his cause of death. Today, a federal judge denied a request to halt the planned capture and slaughter of bison migrating from Yellowstone National Park. U.S. District Judge Scott Scavdall turned down an injunction sought by a wildlife advocate and a journalist who sued to gain access to the slaughter program. It's part of an effort to prevent the spread of brucellosis, a disease carried by many bison. During the capture operations, portions of the park are closed near its border with Montana. Public access also is restricted at a corral for captured bison. Stephanie C. with the Buffalo Field Campaign and journalist Christopher Ketchum claim in their lawsuit that the restrictions violate free speech protections. A Montana Board of Livestock proposal to impose a fee for milk inspections on dairy farmers has stalled. The Economic Affairs Interim Committee yesterday withdrew its objection to the proposed fee after a member of the board told other members they would change the proposal. The proposal would have nearly doubled the charge for milk producers and add a minimum $725 fee per month for processors. This would have included cheesemakers and large producers who are not charged under current rules. The proposal had met vocal opposition from Montana dairy producers who said they would not be able to pay the increased fees. Most of Montana's river basins saw declines in snowpack percentages over the last 30 days, leaving the state generally lagging behind normal for this time of year. The Natural Resources Conservation Service says there's still time for improvement before runoff begins this spring. NRCS water supply specialist Lucas Zukowitz says there's a broad range of snow conditions in western Montana. The Kootenai and Flathead River basins are still below normal despite some substantial snow in middle to late January.
That really wasn't enough to bring them back to normal. As we move south along the divide in the west side there, We're seeing near normal conditions in the Bitterroot and even Upper Clark Fork basins, which have been a little bit more favored with the precipitation that we got towards the end of the month.
Eastern Montana also has a broad variety of snowpack conditions.
East of the Divide in the northern part, we're experiencing pretty low snowpacks in the Sun Teton, Marias, and St. Mary Milk River basins. As you move south, though, we generally see conditions improve, even into the southwest part of the state where we're seeing above normal conditions for this day.
The full NRCS snowpack report can be found at our website, mtpr.org. A Gardner woman who is suing her medical providers for failing to diagnose her unborn daughter's cystic fibrosis testified that she did not read all the information a nurse gave her about the disease. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports defense attorneys cross-examined Carrie Evans yesterday. She said if she had known her daughter had the disease, she would have had an abortion. Her lawsuit seeks $14.5 million in damages. Evans testified that she was not given enough information on cystic fibrosis carrier screening, but she did indicate she wanted her unborn child tested for CF and Down syndrome. Under cross-examination, she acknowledged she didn't read the brochure she received about carrier testing. Attorneys for the medical providers said parental blood screening is needed to determine which mutation of CF to test for. Officials with the Montana Burial Preservation Board say skeletal remains found along the Smith River in Cascade County are at least 200 years old and could possibly be thousands of years old. A landowner contacted the Sheriff's Department Monday afternoon after finding a skull about 19 miles south of Ulm. Burial Preservation Board Chairwoman and paleontologist Ruthanne Knudsen says the skull and additional remains found on Tuesday are likely those of an indigenous woman, possibly in her 30s. The Burial Preservation Board will decide what to do with the remains. I'm Sean Robb. Thanks for listening.